now get him out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes.
Thanks for joining us here at Because I Said So. So, we are just wrapping up Thanksgiving, and what's next? Of course, Christmas is staring us straight in the eyes. We're going to talk about the holiday season, and, you know, folks, we're going to talk about Santa. So, the little kitties might have to go in the other room.
Don't forget your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel. Choose lovely, but hurry.
You're listening to Because I Said So, and I'm Jenny Pastisak, joined by Kathy Bassett, Jackie Jennings, Kim Hudson. We also have a special guest with us here today, Evan Smith, who is a student here at Salisbury University, and he's sitting in on our taping, but he's not going to say anything. He's just going to listen. But we're going to be on our best behavior because he's in here.
Right. We want him to think we're professional.
No cuss words, guys. Okay.
Okay.
It's the holiday season, and we just got off of Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of times, I think too many times in stores and stuff, they just kind of skip over this holiday, and they go right to Christmas. But Thanksgiving's important. It's a time to give thanks. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Kathy?
I do. I enjoy Thanksgiving. I like to cook, and I like to eat. Those are two great things that go together. Yeah.
Football's pretty big on Thanksgiving, too, no?
Football is always good on Thanksgiving. Yes.
I know this because I know the Cowboys play every Thanksgiving day.
And the Lions,
that's true.
Correct?
Yes.
Really? The same team plays?
Yes.
The Lions have been playing. I just read that for like 35 years or something
exactly.
Like that.
I didn't realize that.
But let's be honest. Thanksgiving for Jackie means one thing. Shopping. That's what it means.
What? You mean
Black
Friday?
Shopping?
Yeah, she's a Black Friday shopper.
No, I never was when they started Black Friday at 4 a.m. When they started Black Friday at midnight,
then it was
that
more
was
reasonable.
My time. Because I'm a night person, so I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go Black Friday shopping, but I will happily go
stay
Black Friday shopping a minute. Although I have to say, and we're going to completely go off on another tangent here, the Black Friday shopping that now starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday is really making me mad.
Why?
All those poor people who have to work on Thanksgiving? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because that is how I feel totally.
Well, I mean, aren't we eventually just going to get to Thanksgiving is just another day? I mean, 24-hour Walmart shopping.
Well, I mean, it always was just kind of the speed bump on the way to Christmas,
yes.
You know, like.
I mean, restaurants are open on Thanksgiving, so all those servers and cooks and busboys have to work.
Somehow it seems different.
It's the retail.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any reason for 100,000 Walmart employees to miss Thanksgiving because someone needs to get an Xbox, 15 hours earlier than they normally would.
Frankly, here's what I don't understand. I mean, if what I think what they should be doing is letting you get these great deals online. And so then they can shop online and their employees can stay home. Because isn't it about, obviously for them it's about, the money. So that way they get the money and then they also have happy employees because the employees don't have to go in and miss their Thanksgiving dinner. Why not just offer them online?
Because the Monday after the holiday.
Right, it's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, yeah.
Right, I get that.
No, retailers just want to make money.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Black Friday shopper. Anyways, I'm a Black Friday observer. I like to go out at midnight and watch all the crazy people. But today is the day I actually like, the Saturday, the shop local Saturday, because I think that's what's really important for communities is to go out. I kind of feel bad that they did it after Black Friday because I think most people have already spent all their money on Black Friday.
No, not those of us who don't go out on Black Friday. I avoid it like the plague.
But, I love this idea of on Saturday, picking one local store and buying a gift.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea.
Or several local stores.
Or several
you don't have to
stores
go to
and several
one.
Gifts.
Yes.
Exactly.
So hopefully you're out there listening while you're driving around from local store to local store.
And then stop at a local coffee shop or restaurant to have your lunch.
Yes, I agree.
And then after you've shopped local, you can come down to the park today at 5 o'clock and you can watch the lights come on to kick off
that.
The holiday
See?
Season.
Because there's nothing more local than that.
Yeah,
I agree.
That is right. Kim, you were a big part of keeping those lights bringing them back.
Bringing
really.
Them back.
This will be our 7th year.
Wow, that's
as,
crazy.
A volunteer committee working with the lights. So, yes, it's been wonderful. It's a great holiday tradition for us.
So people should come to the park.
At 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, Salisbury Park, to see the lights.
Today.
Yeah. Perfect. Has anybody been up to Del Mar yet?
No, not yet.
That started already,
it started
didn't
it? The 15th, I think.
Well, to be clear, the Delmarva Zoological Society, of which I happen to know a little bit about, does have a killer display up there at Decorating Delmarva. So it opened Thursday, November 15th was the opening day, and it's open Thursday through Sunday nights. Go up and check it out and vote for Delmarva Zoological Society as your favorite nonprofit up there, because we really did. I'm pretty impressed with it. We did a
oh
we
my
did
gosh,
a nice display.
It was amazing to see all the pieces.
You got to see it put together, though, Jenny. You got to get up there.
But your son was a huge part of that. Like, people volunteered many, many hours to make that happen.
Yeah, I'm proud. I use my son's artistic talents all the time for different projects I'm involved in. So
did he come back to you and say, Mom, that was fun, I liked it, I enjoyed it?
Well, I'm looking forward to taking him. He hasn't seen it lit up at night yet, so I'm looking forward to taking him so that he can see it. And as in his subtle way, I think he's happy with the outcome of some of the stuff I get him involved in. Yeah.
That's the thing. I showed up that day with my two young boys, and my youngest was all willing to get in there and help, and my oldest is sitting there playing his iPod. And we see who's going to be, the philanthropic.
Not necessarily. It just depends.
No, I agree. I had a very similar experience this week with my kids, and I had it on Facebook there for a little while, that my daughter had saved all this money. She made bracelets this summer, sold them on the beach in like 100 degree weather, and made all this money because she was saving up for an iPad mini. Well, then she decided it would be a better idea to just ask Santa for one because. So I said, what are you going to do?
But there's no guarantees, right?
There's no guarantees there. But, so I said, well, what are you going to do with your money that you saved up? And she goes, well, I'm going to give it to the orphanage.
Oh.
And I thought, okay.
Where did she? She's been reading Oliver? Where
bad
did she get
mother
the orphanage?
Alert. I actually did roll my eyes at her.
You did? Oh my God, I think I would start crying.
No, I did. So I explained to her that there aren't really orphanages anymore, but we would find some place that she was interested in to spend her money. So she decided on the Humane Society. We went to the store. We bought cat food and dog food and toys, and we took it over to the Humane Society, and they took her picture and put up. My son has zero interest in helping anyone at any time.
But himself, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my daughter will give up her $200 for stray
That's
cats
impressive.
At the Humane Society.
She raised $200 selling bracelets
she
on the beach?
She did. Yes, she
that
did.
That is fantastic.
She didn't spend all of it on the cats, but
she's still
looking for
she's
an orphanage.
She's holding out.
She's determined there's an orphanage around here somewhere. But she, same kids, same DNA, same parents, same thing.
Well, have
you ever taken your kids, speaking, Thanksgiving just passed, but, they do it on Christmas, too, around the holidays, where, it's feed the homeless out of a church or a shelter. Have you ever taken your kids to experience that?
I haven't. I mean, we have done other things like collected, shopped for a needy family and things like that. I've never actually taken them to sort of a shelter where they could serve Thanksgiving dinner. I think that would be a really fantastic lesson for them.
Yeah, I mean, my kids are over at the Village of Hope all year round, so they see a lot of that anyways, and they see how people live. But we do the same thing. We try to get an angel from the angel tree, and I try to get kids who are the same age as my kids so that kind of relates
to them
a little bit to them. Yeah.
We just did the Operation Christmas Child. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, where you pack a shoebox for a child that lives in another country, something that they, and you're packing it with toothbrushes and toothpaste and
basic,
necessities.
Not mini iPads or
not mini iPads. And we do that every year, and my kids really get involved with that. But I am in the same boat as the two of you. Kathy, you didn't share how your two kids are, but my son will sit back with whatever he has brought. If it's a pad of paper, and he'll doodle, or if it's an iPad, he'll play it. But my daughter wants to be all over it. So I don't know. And it's firstborn. It's your firstborn, didn't you say?
Yeah, the one that doesn't want to participate.
The one that doesn't want to participate.
Yes, exactly.
Mine too.
You're right.
Mine
You're
too.
Right.
I just think that's interesting.
That is interesting. Well, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're still talking about the holiday season. Because you can hear it, guys. It's on the radio. The music's playing, folks. And it's not even December yet. I'm sorry. That was really negative. But we'll be right back.
I'm John Kolb, inviting you to join me for Just Folks, Saturday night from 8 until 11 p.m. Each week, I select 3 hours of the very best in mostly acoustic, mostly contemporary, mostly folk music to give your ears a special weekend treat. So remember, you can hear Just Folks every Saturday night from 8 until 11 p.m. right here on Delmarva Public Radio.
Glad you didn't go anywhere. You're still listening to Because I Said So, because we're talking about some very important things here. The holiday season, and we're in it now. We are officially in it. Thanksgiving is done, but Christmas is straight ahead. And where there's Christmas, there's Santa. So really quick, parents, if you're listening in the car and you've got a child with you, you might want to just maybe take a break from the show for a few minutes, but then come back because
we got good stuff later. Yeah,
we're going to be talking about some Santa stuff here.
So here's my question with the whole orphanage iPad thing. My daughter keeps asking me, you know, when I tell her we're going to take an angel off the tree and shop, and she says,
it's a tough
"Why
one.
Doesn't Santa bring them presents?"
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I don't have an answer for that. I mean, I've wrapped my brain around. I mean, this is going to be the last year. I think this is the last year for Santa in our house. I don't have a good answer.
That is a good
question. I think if you, I mean, I don't know what goes on at your house, but my kids get presents from Santa, but they also get presents from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would just want to make sure that these kids have the best possible Christmas. And so, sure, Santa will probably bring them something, but we want to make sure that they feel extra special and love this year.
I think that's a great answer.
Good answer.
Yeah, I think that's a very good answer. Yeah, because the question is always, you know, well, why don't they just ask Santa for a warm coat?
Right. Why are we having to do this? Right.
Yeah.
Well, because if Santa gives them the warm coat, then you don't have the opportunity to do a good thing. So Santa would be taking that opportunity away from you.
Well, and Santa is very busy. And you know, that one works for so long. But
we do that too, Kathy. Our presents under the tree are not all from Santa.
Right.
They're from mommy and daddy. And yes, they're from brother, like, you know, a gift from one brother to the other. So, yeah, that's a good answer.
Oh, and that's the funniest part is taking them shopping for each other.
Yes, I agree. That was always amusing. Yes.
Do you guide that trip, though?
I want to let them.
Yeah.
You know, and this year I'm going to make them spend their own money, so I'll be very curious to see.
And will they have
this?
Will they spend the same amount, or you know, do they have like
we'll see. My daughter
$15.
The generous daughter will spend a fortune on her brother, and he will, you know, buy her a pack of gum or something,
which she will cherish.
Which exactly?
Yes,
exactly.
Are you sure she's not going to say, "Ben, come on"?
I can almost guarantee it.
She'll be touched
really?
By
that
it.
She'll cherish. Whatever he gives her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I can guarantee it will be something totally lame because he
won't
want to spend his money.
Kim, do
on
you do
her.
That with your kids? Does Connor and Kennedy buy each other presents?
Yeah, we do. But I take one and my husband takes the other. And we totally guide them through this process because if I left it up to them, I don't know that Connor would buy anything for his sister. I think he would say, well, she has enough. She doesn't need anything. And I think Kennedy would say, she would be much more generous, and she would know what he likes.
Yes,
whereas
right.
I think he has no idea what she would want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think my older one would get my younger one something that my older one wanted, so he could play with it after Nicholas opens it. So it would benefit both of them.
I think that's a good strategy too.
But that's the thing, yeah. As far as opening the pack of gum and saying, "Oh, thank you," no, Nicholas wouldn't. It's not fair. It's not fair. He got that, and I only got this. No, that wouldn't go down really well at my house.
We'll see. I'll report back. I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's. But that brings up another thing, and that is teaching your kids humility, and.
Oh.
You know, and
one.
Gratefulness. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving is a good start for that. You know, when you, at our house, we have the tradition of going around and everybody saying, you know, what they're thankful for.
Yeah. I wanted to do that one year. And everyone kind of looked at me like I was a complete
crazy
weirdo.
You can't come up
like,
with one thing, people. I mean,
no,
this is not too much to ask.
It's, yeah.
No, I think that's important. I think that's a special part of the holiday. But yeah, teaching your kids that when they open the present from grandma and it's not what they expected,
yeah.
Bursting out into tears and throwing a fit is really not the appropriate response. That's
especially
you see
if
those
grandma's sitting there.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting because I know adults who do that.
And, really?
And that's such a
really?
Bad example. My sister-in-law, the one year, she got this glow lamp from her grandmother. And I, the daughter-in-law, got a pretty nice sweater or something, and she opens it and she's like, "This isn't for me. This is not my gift." And everyone's like, "Oh, your name's on the tag." So the next morning was Christmas morning. We took the lamp, rewrapped it, and gave it to her as like a gift from the family. And she opened it. She's like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't need two of these stupid looking lamps.
Oh,
but we were making
goodness.
Fun of her because yeah. she was being such a, you know,
right.
little butts. It was like, no, Jesse, be thankful for what you got from Nana because she, you know, spent
put
time
some thought into it. It's the thought that counts. Don't you remember that line? Come on.
But yeah. that's a bad example. No. But then there's also the, you know, the family who says, well, I want this, like adults, adults to adults.
That's what I
this
was going
what I
to
want.
Say.
I mm-hmm. want a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
right.
yeah, that's what my, coming from my family, we don't spend that kind of money on each other as adults. Mm-hmm. We just don't do it. It's all about the kids now.
Or I want, on page 36 of XYZ catalog, I want letter A in color, whatever. Like
yeah.
the total specific. I feel like I get really jaded around the holidays when people just
it's
are
It's not
asking
about the
you.
Thought of me right. thinking of something that you would cherish from me. Right. It's about, you know, finding the page in the catalog that you've already pre-circled and pre-ordered
no,
for yourself. Kidding.
Although right. I do right. know on the flip side of that, and I totally agree because, yeah. But on the flip side of that, I think there are people who would appreciate you
obviously
telling
the
them
sister-in-law would.
What you yeah. want for Christmas so that they didn't have to tax their brain
but
really
the
putting
thing.
Too much time or effort
I
into it.
I understand that, but when it's a $100 pair of Uggs, no.
Sorry. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
That's
I mean,
not
I had
in
a,
the price range.
I had a friend last year. We were out at midnight on Black Friday, and she had a list, and her brother-in-law wanted high-end black bath towels. And I'm thinking, what? Like, so, yeah, there's something terribly wrong there.
Yes. if we get so wrapped up in it, I think that's, you're right. We have to kind of, you know, bring it back down, especially for our kids, mm-hmm. because they need to understand, like you said, Kathy, there's no more 25 gifts on Christmas morning.
Yes.
There's going to be, like, a few.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they get older, gifts get more expensive. And
well, and I
smaller.
Do ask, you know, I ask my kids to, you know, is there something that you want for the holidays? And I explain it that we have a lot of family members who are asking for ideas. So I do want them to give me a suggestion, but I don't want the... I want an iPad, I want a laptop, I want a phone, I want this. I always, don't even go there. Don't put
right.
it on your list because
right.
it's not going to happen.
No, my daughter's list was usually whatever commercial she'd seen on TV, you know? Like,
right then.
I want the blowy pens.
Yeah.
I want those. Those are so cool. You know, what?
Commercials.
Yeah, very influenced by the commercials.
But worse, I think, I mean, I remember every Christmas there was something that I was just dying to get and could not wait until Christmas morning
and
to open it up.
And you always got it?
Not necessarily, but there was always something I wanted. Now I'll ask my kids or other people's kids or, you know, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I mean, they just have
I was going to say, it's because they always, it's because they get what they want during the year.
All year long.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
My sister said this year that she's done. And, you know, she has three boys and they're a little bit older, but she said she's done, that she cannot think of a single thing that they have said that they want for Christmas. So why should they come to a tree with things underneath it when they have
they
too much?
So they need to pick a family
different.
That
exactly.
doesn't have what
but they
have
do that. They do
and
that
make
already.
Their Christmas. Okay.
But she's going to do something different. I'll let you know what it is.
All right. Well, we can't wait. We will. We'll hear about what Kim's sister's going to do when we get back from this break.
News, analysis, commentary, eclectic music. These are all reasons why you listen to public radio. Oh, forget all that. Each Sunday evening at 6:30, there's time for silliness for children. Hi, I'm Rick Brown, host of A Jar Full of Stories, inviting you to sit down with your inner child. I'll have 30 minutes of original music and stories for children of all ages. Nothing heady, just storytelling here on WSCL.
We've been talking about the holiday season, and we just had, you know, a little bit of conversation about gifts and presents. And Kim, you had mentioned, it kind of boggles my mind a little bit, that your sisters said, I'm done. They don't need anything, so they're not getting presents?
Well, I don't think her mind is completely 100% made up. She has a little bit of time. But yes, she said, and I feel this way too, although I'm not ready to go here yet, that the kids have so much. And they have so much that they can't even think of something that they want for the holidays. So why are we you know, out there buying things when they really don't need anything. So they, we've already, as a family, her family and mine, we don't celebrate birthdays. We do a trip, and we do once a year, and we go somewhere. So that's what they want to do as a family, or she does. She has to talk her husband into it. But to just go and do something together as a family instead of celebrating it.
I love that idea. Love that idea.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really looking forward to the day where we don't have to be in the house with the chimney on Christmas Eve because Santa won't be able to find us then. So, yes, Santa's getting old.
Do you have a Mother of the Month story?
Oh, yes. Do we want to re-explain what Mother of the Month story is since it's been a while now?
Well, Evan needs to know. He's still with us. He's not asleep yet. these are things that we've done as moms that we're so not proud of, but we can laugh about it. And
make each other feel better by sharing these stories of woe.
Really?
All right, so this one doesn't even involve my kids. This one involves someone else's
Which
kids.
Is even better for the Mother of the Month. Yes, throwing other mothers under the bus.
So speaking of presents, right, we're invited to a birthday party Saturday. And it was a crazy, crazy week. I was out of town working. And then we were at a soccer tournament all day on Saturday. So we leave the soccer tournament, you know, 2-hour drive. We're hauling back to get to this birthday party. Well, we don't have a present. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to drop you guys off at the birthday party. And I'm going to run out.
Don't you have like a year? Isn't there a you know, Miss Manners?
It was a busy week. It was a busy week. And I thought, yeah, I could bring it the next day. But you know what? I have stuff to do. It's Thanksgiving this week. So let's just, you know. So I dropped them off. And Ben said he knew what he wanted to get his friend. And I was just going to run out and get it. So, of course, I get there, and it's not there, and I don't have a backup. And
gift
I know,
card? Have you ever heard of a gift card?
Yeah, so I'm so anti-gift card because I just am.
Note to self, don't get Jackie a gift card.
No, I like them for me.
To receive them so she can buy what she wants. She doesn't like to give them.
So I had to run to the Giant anyway, so I thought I'll run to Giant. And as I'm walking out, I had a brilliant idea.
What?
Scratch-offs.
How old is this kid? You're getting him hooked on the lottery?
Oh,
at the age of
that?
Seven?
Nine, seven, eight, nine?
Ten.
Ten.
Okay, double
Happy
digit.
Birthday. And is that what he got?
Yes.
What did he say?
He loved them.
Did he really?
He did. Did he win any money?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, and he... Really?
He did win. He won $3.
That's hilarious.
What did the mother say?
Well, the only reason I got away with it is because I know I somewhere in the back of my head I remembered that she had bought her kids scratch offs once before. So I thought, well, I'm
so
not
you weren't
totally
breaking new ground.
Crossing the line. But yeah. Happy birthday.
That's good. I like it.
Let me introduce you to gambling. Happy birthday.
That's when if it wasn't maybe, you know, cool as the other mother, I'd be like, say thank you. That was so nice.
Right. We could be millionaires.
What if they really won a lot of money?
I know. That would have been exciting.
That's hysterical.
They would have been hooked, though. That would have been the problem. So,
well,
yeah.
It's not like Ben would be like, you need to share that because I gave that to you.
Right. I think he was hoping that secretly, yes.
You know, that is one of my favorite Christmas gifts that my in-laws have done. It's a tradition they do. And they just give everybody a scratch-off ticket on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Those are stocking stuffers. Yes. Those are great
when
stocking
Stephen's
stuffers.
When grandfather was alive, that's what we got.
This has opened a whole new world for me.
Mm-hmm.
Scratch-offs.
Yeah.
Watch out, kids.
I'm going to start inviting you to my parties. I want a scratch-off ticket.
I like it. I like it.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
It was
bad.
Pretty funny.
Well,
it could have
you
potentially
didn't have a backup.
It could have been potentially been bad. Yeah. And next year, it's scratch off in a bottle of vodka.
Well, I do have to say about the gift card things because, yes, I was, you know, married to someone who's like, no, that's not, it needs to be personal and it's, gift cards aren't cool.
So you put it with a card.
Oh, it was kind of a rule. We didn't buy people gift cards.
I'm not anti-gift card. I'm really not. But
it's one step better than cash. I mean, at least you're selecting a store in which they could use it in.
I just want my kids to think, you know, if you're going to a birthday party, I want you to know this child well enough
to think of
a gift to get them. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
See, I totally
disagree.
It's
harder and harder as
totally
they get
disagree.
Older.
It does.
Well, and then parents, if you're having a party for your child and the parents like text you or Facebook you, what does he want? And I think the one year I told too many people Play-Doh. So you know, Nicholas got a ton of Play-Doh. I was like, that's
those
cool.
words never came out of my lips. A Play-Doh? Gift for my kids. Play-Doh? No way. I loved playing with Play-Doh, but my kids were forbidden from playing with Play-Doh.
My
it
kids
gets
have never
in
played
the carpeting.
With Play-Doh. I can't touch it. I can't smell it.
I do
my
like
kids have
smell
never
of it.
Seen Play-Doh.
It tastes so good.
Oh! No, it's
I
just too
Play-Doh.
Messy. Too messy.
Yeah, you do it on the kitchen floor.
I'm one of those moms.
No.
Oh. You're a non-craft mom?
I didn't say that. I have lots of craft stuff, but something about Play-Doh in the ground and carpeting. The first time it happened, that was the last time they ever saw Play-Doh.
Well, speaking of crafts, Christmas crafts. Anybody have a good one? I need something.
Oh, for crying
for the kids
out loud.
To do this year. Anyone? Anybody done something good?
They could decorate the tree.
Yeah, we do
yes.
that.
They could make a gingerbread house. We do that every year.
That's okay. a good one.
That's a good one.
We
need
yeah,
stockings
but those kits that pets. They sell in the store taste like crap.
Well, you're not supposed to eat it. You're supposed to just decorate it.
Well, if you're not going to eat it, what's the point of making it?
You put
it?
All this
because
good
it's
candy
cute.
On it.
It's adorable.
It's a waste.
It
brings out
though.
Their artistic you're thing. It's like a dollar at Walmart, these kits. Are
I'm
you kidding me?
I'm not looking at a gingerbread house thinking that's a pretty house. I'm thinking that's a lot of candy.
I would never, ever think to eat it. Ever.
It never even occurred to me.
I would never eat it.
Oh,
that's what Christmas
it.
Cookies are
You eat it
for.
As you're making it because you have little that's... stuff sitting around.
No.
You eat some of the candy.
No. Yeah, I yell at them when they do that.
But you know what? Now I'm going to make one to eat.
Well,
you can.
Then you don't want to get the kit.
That's the point.
Yeah, then you don't want to get the kit.
Don't get
no,
the
I don't want to get
the
kit.
Because the icing
now I
tastes
make
like
one.
A rock.
Yeah. Okay, who's with me? Who wants to come over and make a gingerbread house with me?
Well, we went to the White House one year and they had one made out of white chocolate.
Oh, wow.
I did kind of want to break that one off and eat it, I got to admit.
You weren't allowed to touch
it. I thought
it,
Secret
you?
Service might jump on me.
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, yeah, it's, you know, I get a little just anxious around the holiday season because of the amount of money that, you know, is spent
yes.
on presents. And then it's one day and it's all over and... Do they even play with half of them?
Mm.
No.
So put the focus on other things. Put the focus on game time and family time and going around and looking at Christmas lights and, you know, make that the focus of the holiday rather than just the gift part.
I think I want to do something a little different this year, too, and make it more of an experience with my kids, like a trip or, you know, something that we can experience together. It's just more memorable. And I think... They'll remember it, and yeah, 2 weeks later, they don't even know half of the stuff they get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I know, or you'll find it in their room like 6 months later, and it's still in the same box,
yeah.
and it hasn't even been, yeah.
Or a year later.
Yeah, yeah, ask your kids, I don't know if anybody had a birthday recently, but if
we
you
did.
Ask them, you know, what did you get? What was your favorite present from your birthday? Or what was your favorite present from Christmas last year? And they look at you with a blank stare in their eyes, then you know those gifts didn't hold any meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Jenny. It's a battle. It's a struggle.
Well, I went out of my way. We just celebrated Halloween was Steven's birthday, and I made a point to not get him anything electronic. It was my goal. He got a fishing rod that he will have to grow into because it's pretty big. I went to Gander Mountain, and I was like lost. I'm like, you have to buy the reel and the pole different? Like... And then the line, too. Like, I needed help. And then I got him a street hockey set with a goal and hockey sticks. And which is a great idea. But then we put it up in the house, and I was like, no, this is meant for outside.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't help themselves. So it was all things that we could do together mm-hmm. and nothing electronic.
Battery-free Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
I like it.
It was great. So hopefully you got some good advice from us when it comes to gift giving time. But we're gonna, you know, we're not done talking about the holiday season. We hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and thank you for joining us here at Because I Said So. You've been listening to Because I Said So, a production of Delmarva Public Radio. For more information, including podcasts of this episode, visit us online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. Thanks to Anita Renfro for allowing us to use her song Momisms as our theme song. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Look for the lady with the red hot lips. I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom.